This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because that's the way we roll, and that's what it's all about. It is the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Julia Seymour joins us now. She is the assistant managing editor for MRC Business, where she analyzes and exposes media bias on a range of economic and business issues because it's that important. Julia, thank you so much for holding them accountable. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, and thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, good to have you back here. Hey, let's talk about what was missing from the news as it related to the unemployment dropping down to 3.9%. How did the media handle that?
Well, you know, I looked at ABC, CBS, and NBC evening news programs the day the jobs report came out, which I do every single month, and every single one did it differently. In this case, ABC World News Tonight completely ignored the jobs report. I'm not quite sure how you do that.
Yeah,
every month when it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But they considered other things more important, and they did not mention that 157,000 jobs have been added or that the unemployment rate fell, as you mentioned, to 3.9%. Over at NBC, they spun the news down. They called the figures mixed and made a number of other pessimistic remarks, and then they rolled the jobs report into a story about trade war fears. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
sad but true.
Yes.
And over on CBS, they just did the bare minimum. They didn't provide any commentary. They just said, here are the numbers. We're not telling you what it means.
Right, exactly. It's just, you know, kind of amazing because here we are. We've been on an incredible roll, economically speaking. Okay, so you hate Trump. But, you know, for your own demise and your own attitude and sense of well-being, you're going to take good news and you're going to make it bad or make it less significant when for 8 years previous to this administration, we were in the doldrums. I mean, we were like reliving the Carter years again.
Yeah, I mean, and the way that they covered the economy under Obama was completely differently. When things were really terrible at the beginning, it was all Bush's fault. And it stayed his fault for a very, very long time.
As long as they could get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. Even when Obama said, oh, by this time, I'll own the economy. Like, it's on my shoulders. They still didn't put it on his shoulders.
No.
Then after that, you know, when things were still really slow and conservative economists kept saying, this is what happens when you continue to put regulation on things and you, you know, you're trying to just spend money we don't have and all of that. But they didn't, you know, they didn't criticize his policies, and they often ignored bad news, you know, bad economic news. Now we have the opposite problem of them ignoring good economic news because they, you know, seemingly don't want to give any credit to, you know, they don't. It isn't even so much that the current administration deserves all the credit, but if people hear good news, then it might reflect positively. And of course, what's going on right now? Oh, wait, midterm elections.
Right, exactly. Well, when they have purposely, you know, written the news or presented the news in such a way that 90% is anti-Trump, I mean, forget about objectivity, forget about any kind of journalistic responsibility at that point. I mean, the game is on. We get it. You know, you don't like Trump, so you're going to, you know, continue to say all these bad and terrible things about his administration and at the expense of the people who have, as I said earlier, had to deal with an administration that, if you remember, Julia, it was like every time we got a jobs number, it came with an asterisk. And it was always adjusted down, you know, 30 days later. Well, we overcalculated, you know, kind of deal. It was done in such a way that it was, we just got kind of used to it. It was like, well, the job numbers don't mean anything because there's not a whole lot of credibility there with it. Look, we got to go to a quick break. Give me 60 seconds. We'll be back more. We're going to get down a little bit deeper into this with Julia Seymour, the assistant managing editor for MRC Business right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, as promised, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Julia Seymour, the assistant managing editor for MRC Business continues. Julia, we were just mentioning routinely with the Barack Obama administration, figures were always being adjusted and down, but in May and June, you report, the job figures, which was ignored totally by the broadcast network newscast, they were revised up, a combined total of 59,000 more jobs added to May and June.
Yes, 59,000 additional jobs in the May and June revisions. And we've been seeing revisions pretty frequently, not always that dramatic, but in recent months. And ABC, CBS, and NBC newscast did not mention the upward revisions, which I think is significant. But not entirely surprising. You're right that they didn't used to report downward revisions. They're not very good about looking at revisions overall. But in this particular case, I was watching CNBC that morning as well, and CNBC pointed out that actually in this particular report, the revisions were a big story.
Mm-hmm.
And what senior economics reporter Steve Leisman on CNBC said was that the revisions tell you the job market was stronger than they thought. And once you average the recent months, job gains were at 224,000 a month averaged for the last 3 months. So that was kind of pushing back on any worry that because there were only 157,000 jobs added in the month of July, that we were somehow slowing down. That's not necessarily the case. And over on CNBC, they're also always saying, never just look at 1 month. You
right.
have to look at trends.
Exactly,
don't,
right.
Don't fall for that. Yeah. So,
well, God forbid we celebrate, but at least Main Street America is celebrating because they've got money in the bank. You know, they've got discretionary income. I mean, things are looking up for them, and this is the disconnect that is happening between, you know, the Beltway and Main Street, because if you listen to the Beltway and the mainstream media, it's like the Democrats are taking over.
Well, you know, what the media says isn't going to resonate with people if people know that in their life it feels better.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't hear your lie through my thick wallet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if your paycheck got bigger or you were able to change jobs to a better job, and more Americans have been quitting their jobs lately, that's another story I did.
Yeah, they're moving up, aren't they? Yeah, that's the thing.
Yes.
They're upgrading. And this is what happens in a robust economy.
Yes, absolutely. Quitting, you know, people quitting voluntarily shows confidence in the economy, and that's been going on, and that has also been ignored by ABC and NBC News programming. CBS did mention it at least once in the time period I looked at, but, you know, that's not much. And when they consistently, you know, are under-reporting good news, that's just insufficient. But you're right that people know what their life is like, and so they know if their life is struggling or if their life is getting better. And that does speak far louder than anything the news media wants to say.
Julia, you also reported on Tom Steyer's latest financial investment to encourage liberals to come out and vote. Break that down for us.
Sure. Well, for those who don't know, Tom Steyer is a California billionaire, and he is also in the lead for the biggest donor for the left in the midterm elections. Just on Monday this week, he announced that he would invest an additional $10 million specifically to organize a Get Out the Vote campaign through his Need to Impeach organization. He wants to see Trump impeached, and his idea of how to do that is to make sure that liberal voters go to the polls and elect, you know, flip, essentially change the power dynamics in Congress so that they can make this happen.
Right.
He had already promised $110 million he would spend on the midterms through his two organizations, Need to Impeach and Next Gen America. So now he's up to 120, and that's huge.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what about what he spent in 2016?
I don't have that number.
I mean, when you start, but when you start adding those numbers, I mean, it's a lot of money that he's putting out here.
Absolutely.
You know, point being, I guess maybe he's trying to make up for some of the loss of the money from Harvey Weinstein, I guess.
Well, you know what's really interesting is that he has thrown a lot of money at elections, and it hasn't always worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, he did pour millions, I can't remember specifically how many, into the 2016 election. He wanted someone other than Trump to win,
right.
And that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, in years past, he used to fund specifically, he's big on environmentalism and climate change, and so he was actually used to be only active in races where he thought he could get his environmental agenda promoted, and it hasn't always paid off for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably tough for people to say, well, here's a gazillionaire, he's made his money in coal, and now he's an environmental hero. It's kind of hard to square up, like lots of things that you know, seem to come at you from the left. It's like, wait a minute, how does that make sense? Well, don't worry about it. Just you know, just keep voting for Democrats, you know.
What's been most interesting is looking at sites like Politico talking about what Steyer is doing now, because his impeachment crusade is not welcomed by everyone on the left. In fact, Democratic leaders in Washington are like, no, this is just going to make the other side want to get out to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're worried that his ambition is in conflict with their power. And that's just funny to me.
Right. Well, and that's why President Trump says, you know, keep Maxine Waters up front. Keep her as your poster child. Her and Nancy Pelosi, I think that's excellent, because that does rally the conservative base, and even more so with what we're hearing about how the left is being taken over by Elizabeth Warren and socialists. I mean, they're full out of the closet now. They're just saying, hey, we're socialists, we're proud to be. And I'm going, how can you be socialist and put your hand on the Bible and swear to defend the U.S. Constitution, you know, for enemies domestic and foreign? How do you do that and promote socialism? I think that's it's a non-starter here.
But
that's a whole other discussion, I guess.
It is another discussion. But you know what I will say is that with Tom Steyer committing $120 million, there should be a whole lot more media coverage of him. I mean, the fact that this isn't huge news, when, of course, the liberal media love to demonize people donors who spend money on the other side. They love to demonize the Koch brothers and pretty much anyone who gives to a conservative candidate or a Republican is going to be criticized by the media. Steyer, not so much. He gets portrayed as an environmental hero or basically ignored.
So what gives here? I mean, are we just going to have to put up with a biased media, you know, till death do us part kind of thing? Or do you think somebody comes in and finally, I mean, do the newspapers have to get thinner yet, where there's less and less pages because they've got less and less advertisers because they're being less and less significant and relevant to the communities?
I don't know, but you're right that they do lose audience when they turn people, you know, away by their very obvious activism.
Mm-hmm.
And we at the Media Research Center are going to continue to do our part to hold them accountable. We would love for them to change and become objective, and we could all go get other jobs. But
yeah.
I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Well, Julia Seymour, great work there at MRC, and keep it up, and we look forward to having you back.
Sounds great. Thank
Take
you.
Care. If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're going to talk about physical pain and the impact it has on our emotional state and how we interact with others. For those of you that have experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. Well, a new survey finds hip and knee pain can have big impacts on the well-being beyond just the physical restrictions affecting mood and relationships with family and friends. Now, here with us to tell us more about it, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Sarkis Bedikian, and Barb Crawford join us now. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Barb, happy we're good.
Well, Barb, thank you so much for joining us as well. Doctor, 4 out of 5, 81% of the respondents have made excuses to not do things with friends or family because of their joint pain. 3 out of 10 respondents even have canceled romantic plans due to the pain. Let's face it, pain has its effect, does it not?
Yes, it does. It affects us more than just mobility. It affects our personal relationships. You know, it gives us excuses not to be able to do things. So as you just stated in the research, it's there. You know, it causes a large emotional strain.
Mm-hmm. Barb, tell us your story, if you would.
I was in my 50s when really the knee pain just got to be too much from the osteoarthritis, and I just started making decisions based on my knees, and the whole day revolved around my knees, and it was pretty depressing because most of the time I was saying no to life and sitting on the sidelines. My relationship with my husband, with intimacy, really suffered. Mm-hmm. And with my family, a lot of times they just excluded me because they kind of knew that mom or grandma was going to be just sitting there. And my grandkids started to just know me as the grandma that was kind of just watching. Mm-hmm. And I really couldn't even handle babysitting them to keep up with them anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was isolating. So it does affect. It does affect your relationships, and it affects independence. And I would be in a parking lot and just start crying because I couldn't even walk into the store. I would just realize, no, you know, I might be living on painkillers, but I can't make it in there today. You know, I just got to the end of doing everything I could do. I went and talked to my doctor and to the orthopedic surgeon, and we went down the line, but we really got to where the option became double knee replacement surgery.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's what we did. But it was the best thing I ever did in my life because I got my life back. It was all about getting that quality of life back.
And I think that's the thing that's difficult, Barb, if I can stay with you here just for a second more, and that is that you go from, you know, leading a normal life, you got a family, everything's fine, and then the pain just gets to such a degree that, as you say, and as Dr. Bedikian pointed out, relationships are compromised, you become isolated. And unless you've gone through that experience where you literally lose your life as you knew it, and now you're kind of just huddled, just dealing with yourself and probably thinking that nobody else understands what you're going through.
True. And I thought a lot of times I just need to tough it out. And that's why I'm here today, because I really think that other women especially need to know, you know, it's not just about toughing it out. There is a solution, and talking with your doctor can really help problem solve through this solution. And there's many things you can do along the way, but sometimes it's the knee replacement that you really come down to. And my surgeon was very honest with me, very truthful about it was going to take physical therapy afterwards, and there'd be a recovery time. But that all builds so positively that you're feeling good even as you're going through that physical therapy. And I got my life back.
It's because you kind of feel like you're doing something. At least you know what the problem is, and you're gaining ground on the problem, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That was a totally different emotional feeling.
Well, Dr. Bedikian, let's bring you back here. What are some common causes of joint pain in the knees and hips?
Well, the most common cause is osteoarthritis. It affects over 30 million Americans. It is a degenerative process that leads to wear and tear of the joints. And people tend to have joint pain and stiffness, and it gradually gets worse as we get older.
Mm-hmm. How can osteoarthritis or chronic joint pain affect women, especially, you know, as Barb has been detailing?
Itself will cause physical limitations that prevent women from participating in their own active lives. And by having this emotional strain, they feel excluded and they feel their independence is limited.
Mm-hmm. Well, Barb, you know, I appreciate you coming on today to share your story with other women, especially to encourage them that, you know, not to lose hope, because for all that you were going through, I mean, this was, you know, this wasn't just something that happened, you know, for a couple of weeks and then you came to the problem. I mean, this really deteriorated over a period of time, did it not?
Yes, and it does really wear you out. You know, you have trouble falling asleep, and then you wake up tired, and that pain's back every day.
Yeah.
So it does really wear you out, but that's why it's so important to tell women that this is an important decision. Don't think it's just getting old and you need to tough it out. It was the best thing that I ever did because it changed my life, and then it affected my family. It changed their lives, too. I'm back involved again.
Well, that's great. Welcome back, right?
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Bedikian, as Barb was just saying, I think most of us have dealt with pain to some degree. But when you're dealing with this kind of pain, I mean, it is absorbing. I mean, it wipes you out, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. I have patients with similar experiences to Barb, and they just can't do anything. You know, they just can't even, like Barb talked about, shopping, going to church, doing any of this. They're physically limited. It puts such an emotional strain. It affects their loved ones in so many different ways. It is debilitating.
Well, even the survey stated that half of respondents, 49%, felt that the pain negatively impacted their emotional well-being and even their mental health. I mean, you can realize here, and again, if you've gone through this, experienced it yourself, you know that it is all-encompassing. I mean, every aspect of your life is affected, right, Barb?
Yes, and as you recover from the surgery and go through physical therapy, you just start a snowball of reactions where you start building memories again with your family, you start getting active. I lost 50 pounds that I had gained in this whole process of being inactive, so it just has an effect that is all-encompassing in your life, and I feel younger than I felt in years.
Wow, that is
nice
outstanding.
It's nice to have that back.
I bet. Well, Doctor, another feeling, you know, we touched on this a little bit, but the survey shows 3 out of 4, 75% of respondents agree that people often forget about the strain joint pain causes on personal relationships.
Yeah, I mean, to go along with some of that same, I mean, even 9 out of 10 said that it impacted their mood so much they felt frustrated, limited, and exhausted. So, I mean, it is very debilitating to have this emotional strain caused by a physical limitation. And realistically, like Barb, sometimes you have to go down the surgery route to be able to feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And Barb said that in terms of her relationship with her husband, this was compromised. And 66% of the respondents say the relationship with their spouse or partner has improved, with 60% of respondents reporting an improved sex life. That's always a good thing, isn't it, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like you said, the survey itself showed once you have the surgery, you go through the physical therapy, you go through the recovery process, you are getting back your life, you're pursuing the hobbies and the passions. I mean, even the simple tasks of, you know, going shopping, going to church, all of those come back, all of those return. And like you told Barb, welcome back. You get your life back.
Yeah. Barb, what would you like women to know if they have knee or hip joint pain?
Talk to their doctor, and you can come up with a plan and solve the problem. There is a solution.
Well, Dr. Bedikian, where can the good folks go for more information?
They can visit the website timetohitplay.com for more information.
Well, that's great. Well, Dr. Sarkis Bedikian is an orthopedic surgeon with Mid-America Orthopedics in Chicago. He believes in doing all he can to return his patients to a full, active lifestyle. And Barb Crawford was in her 30s when she first started feeling the impacts of osteoarthritis in both of her knees. Barb, I'm glad you're feeling better. Welcome home. Good to have you back. And Dr. Bedikian, again, thank you for your wisdom and sharing with our audience. Appreciate it.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA.
Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History made in Vermont, where Christine Hallquist has become the first ever transgender gubernatorial nominee of a major political party based on yesterday's primary balloting.
I must say I'm incredibly honored to have all your support and all the things that I heard were said. You know, tonight we made history. We already made history.
The former energy executive will face Republican Governor Phil Scott in the November general election. Over 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania suspected of sexual abuse over several decades. The new report by the Pennsylvania Attorney General says over 1,000 child victims have been identified, but there were probably many more. He says it involves six dioceses in the state. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I
breathe.
You are the song I play. You are the war that I can win. This is how I flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, we've got good news for you. You need to check out Liberty HealthShare because they are the solution. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christian people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org for all the details. I like what William F. Buckley had to say, about liberals. He says they claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other that there are other views. I'll let you ponder on that for just a moment. Our next guest, the Honorable Marilinda Garcia, was first elected to the New Hampshire House of Representatives in 06. At 23 years of age, she served four terms through 2014, when she also won the Republican nomination for New Hampshire's second congressional district. During her time in the New Hampshire House, Marilinda's legislative initiatives centered on economic development, transparency, regulatory reform in health care, and the innovation industry. Marilinda Garcia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. I am great, and now that you in your very kind intro mentioned that I was 23 once, I feel really old.
Well, I mean, it wasn't all that long ago, but maybe it is, you know, in political terms. I mean, that's many lifetimes, isn't it?
I know, it is.
Well, thank you for all your hard work.
I'm now and feeling this.
Wow. Well, but for all your hard work and dedication to We the People, we're eternally grateful. Marilinda Garcia is currently a senior federal affairs liaison for the Libra Initiative. And so we appreciate her coming on to talk, you know, China and, you know, what is, you know, we knew that this was not going to be a slam dunk for President Trump when he took on the trade imbalance, the stealing of our intellectual property. I mean, China's been doing this for a long time. And like somebody who decides one day, who looks in the mirror and says, gosh, I'm a little overweight. I need to do something about it. It didn't get there overnight, and it's not going to go away overnight. This is going to be a process, is it not?
It is, and but I think it's very worthwhile. As you said, this has been something that we have known about. I mean, I remember at different times speaking, you know, back to when I was a legislator and whatnot, and on occasion, you know, there would be different trade delegations or whatnot. Going over to Asia, if it was specifically China, or, you know, if we're talking about technology and security issues, you know, which became an issue in cyberspace, you know, only really, it's incredible to think, but, you know, not too long ago, maybe a decade at the most. It was basically accepted that if you bring some sort of technological device into China, it will be compromised. You know, that was just sort of a given, and that was a while ago. Then, you know, we've subsequently read articles through the years about how, you know, they actually set up fake companies and then bring other, you know, autonomous companies accusing them of some sort of crime through their court system and subsequently, you know, put them out of business in China and all sorts of nefarious and, you know, very, very unfair tactics and things. So I think it's definitely a worthwhile venture and I hope we have great success.
Well, this is what kicked the can down the road looks like, China. And, you know, this discrepancy that's gone on and on, all these bad habits, and they're crying foul now because they're getting called on it and going, well, you guys always accepted it. Why aren't you accepting it now? Well, because we have a president that wants to do something about it once and for all instead of complaining about it. You know, it's not right. I mean, this speaks to the basic nature of who we are as Americans. And I think it's human beings. Marlinda, you know, when things aren't fair, I mean, all you got to do is go to a kindergarten class and watch, just listen to the kids in the sandboxes out there. And if something's not fair, they'll tell you right away it's not fair. And it's non-negotiable. It's just not fair, right?
Mm-hmm. It's true. And, you know, patents and the ability of, you know, any American, in, you know, in this country that has an idea and wants to find a way to, you know, invest their time, money, and talent in the creation of something that will make themselves and others better off, that's an amazing thing. And that's what we have, you know, with our patent and trademark system in the U.S. So the fact that just, you know, those types of things are routinely pirated is really problematic, never mind, you know, national security issues when it comes to, you know, confidential information and, you know, military-related equipment and you know, that kind of thing as well.
Well, you know, interesting you should bring that up. I wrote an article about this, and this was the invalidation of our domestic patent and inventors that are happening here through, I think it's the PBA, the patent office, the way they're doing this. Congress has opened things up in such a way to where our local, our endemic inventors are being ripped off. So it's interesting that we're having it done on an international scale, but even here locally, or at least inside of the borders of the United States, big companies are coming in and they're ripping off the idea creators of our country. So it's kind of like in some of this stuff, it's, you know, I guess karma on these corporate entities that have been ripping off these smaller people. Because as you point out, that is absolutely basic. You know, the property ownership is basic to our Constitution. It's basic to incentivizing, you know, people to dream big dreams, invent things, and not have them ripped off, whether it has whether it's done on a international or a domestic scale.
Mm-hmm. True.
So where do we go from here? China announced, they said, okay, we're going to go tit for tat here, but they really don't have a lot of cards in their deck to deal with. And I think Trump understands this, and he's I mean, this is a game of chess right now. And it may not be one that he captures the king in four moves, but clearly China is at a grave disadvantage with what they've got to play against the United States. Are they not?
They are. I mean, I think we are well poised to take this on. I think it's been an issue. You know, you need the sort of the initiative, obviously, from the top, and it's just, you know, wasn't something that apparently our last president was interested, you know, in doing. But I have no doubt that, you know, the people within, you know, the appropriate agencies and places where they are controlling for all of this and recording, you know, what is going on, et cetera, that I'm sure they have been dying,
yeah, right,
you know, to see something be done. So, you know, I have faith that it will be a productive exercise.
Well, like anything, ultimately, I'm with you. I'm very optimistic about it. I think it's a long time coming to realize the trade balance. WTO has not done us any favors either. You know, like the United Nations, everybody wants to play nice instead of really solving problems. Thank God we have a president in the Oval Office. As, you know, I mean, he's a problem solver. That's what business people do, as you know. It's just, it's in our blood. You know, we got to fix these problems. We just can't continue to live with them. It's just ridiculous. But, yes, it's, you know, just again, you know, and using the metaphor of losing weight, there's just some people that just want to keep eating Twinkies, you know. They just do not want to give up their Twinkies. And that can be a little bit painful. But hang in there. We'll be okay, right? I guess that's the word of encouragement, right?
Right. Well, you know, again, I think the intellectual property issue, very important. And I do think one has to be strong and definitive when dealing with an actor such as China on the geopolitical stage. However, you know, as an organization with Americans for Prosperity, one of our concerns is the trade war aspect, you know, which is more specific.
This report is brought to you by Pillsbury. Preheat your ovens. The 49th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest is here. Home cooks across the nation are invited to submit an original recipe using Pillsbury refrigerated dough, along with the story or inspiration behind the recipe at bakeoff.com. Amy Nelson, the 48th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest Grand Prize winner.
If you are thinking about entering the Pillsbury Bake Off Contest, I say go for it. Just developing my entry last year was a rewarding experience because it gave me a chance to share special memories and make new ones with my friends and family in the kitchen.
Contestants can submit their original recipes in any of the following categories: cozy weekend breakfasts, appetizers for any party, winning weeknight dinners, and sweet and simple desserts. The grand prize winner will receive $50,000, a suite of GE kitchen appliances, a feature in Food Network magazine, and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Entries will be accepted until September 12th at 11:59 a.m. Central.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, right here at the crossroads of faith and culture. Thank you so much. As the war continues here, conservatives, I would say to you, do not grow weary in doing good. We still have to fight for the truth and hold to the values, as we discussed with Lance LaRusso at the start of today's program. You know, our country is becoming more and more lawless, and you know, what is happening? I mean, you got people out there shooting police. You've got people ignoring police's orders. You know, the whole idea of respect of authority is out the door now. And you've got Antifa, you know, breaking windows, destroying property, people on the left. I mean, for what? You know, what is going on? This anarchy that's taken place to unhinge and to keep us moving in the direction of lawlessness, so that somehow the great American experiment can be replaced. And I say, replaced with what? What do you have plans to replace it with? Of course, there is a wing of the Democratic Party that seems to be gaining momentum right now, and I believe is going to fracture the party all the more, and it could lead to its demise, because I just cannot seem to get my brain around the Democratic Party en masse embracing a socialist agenda. And what they're saying now is that look at no holds barred, we're socialist now. We're out of the closet, full blown. You've been calling us socialists for a long time. Of course, they've had their, you know, their interests and their parties and their caucuses and that are that way. And so they're card carrying. So you say, well, yeah, you've been doing this for a long time, according to Trevor Loudon. So, and all his research. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to not call a duck for being a duck if it walks and talks and quacks like a duck. Yeah, I guess it is a duck. And so such is the Democratic Party right now. It has reduced itself to this socialist mindset. And I say reduced because how do you embrace a philosophy that, is for murder and for anything but freedom? I mean, it is long on history of the devastation that this type of governance has done to nations over the history of mankind. And why it comes back and is considered, there's two reasons. Number one, first of all, is that they don't want to accept that there is a God. Okay, so let's just understand that. All right. So God's out of the picture, because if God's out of the picture, there's no consequence for my behavior. I can do as I darn well please. I mean, this is just the theme of humanity from day one. So God's out of the picture. I can abort babies and kill 60 million people, 60 million babies. It's no big deal. In fact, even if I want to, I can maximize the carnage by selling baby parts. How's that? And it's okay. This is what our culture has been embracing. This is what we've allowed. We're allowing this in our country, ladies and gentlemen. So don't sound shocked, because we the people have accepted this. And to the point that we've accepted that other big lie that, you know, a woman's body is her own. Well, it's not godly. And you've got to reconcile that and look what that idea has done. What has that created? It's left women on their own, unprotected, and along with them, the babies they're carrying, and we've murdered an entire generation labor force, you know, in those terms, if you want to consider that. And I only bring that up because we find ourselves with more jobs than people. And so now we have to import our labor into this country because we murdered our labor force. It doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, there is cause and effect to all this stuff. The God of the universe has all this planned out. But, you know, as he said early on, if you do right, will it not go well for you? That's what he told Cain. And that's what he's telling all of us today, is that if we do right, will it not go well? So if it's not going well for you, what are you not doing right? And that whole idea of right is everything that right means, okay? It's not right according to your own eyes. This is the problem, is that we think we're smarter than God, the creator of the universe, who's figured out every nick and cranny and every any little bit of iota-type information and data that comes together for a divine purpose, and it's all well-connected, but somehow, in our genius and arrogance, we think we know better. And God laughs. But meanwhile, while God's laughing and you think you know better, what are you putting at risk? And here we are. We've been blessed. We say we're a nation under God. But there, from day one, when that was said, I could imagine for some, that was like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. Nails going across the chalkboard. You can hear the squealing. And the squealing in the hearts and minds of those that want to resist God. And that's fine. I mean, look, we're free will agents. I'm not saying everybody, you know, I wish everybody believed in God. It would be different. Our founding fathers understood that. You know, that's why they said if men were angels, we wouldn't need the Constitution. You know, we wouldn't need laws, but we're not angels. And you can see what's going on now, whether it's Chicago or parts all around. We got police officers being murdered in the street, being ambushed. I mean, this is crazy. And you got to imagine, if we have an element of society that is prepared and willing to go and do such a thing, and even so much as, I mean, you've seen people, you know, on these, you know, in these campaigns that are out on the street, these Antifa campaigns, you know, saying that, you know, they want to kill President Trump. I mean, this is how bad this has gotten, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you've got to hear what these people are saying and the fact that they can even say it. And what does the media do? The media is happy to, you know, pick it up and support their antics. But what happens with each time the things are said, whether it's from Madonna or other celebrities doing the shenanigans they're doing, they're all adding to this recipe and the mix that is very dangerous. I mean, we've learned over the years, whether it was, you know, from, you know, thinkers like Zig Ziglar or Norman Vincent Peale, we are what we think. I mean, it all starts with a thought. And if you start, you know, just chewing on that thought, it's like all these radicals and these young kids that get radicalized and, you know, they become jihadis or they become, you know, extreme white supremacists. It's not like one day they just wake up and said, hey, I'm going to be a white supremacist or I'm going to wake up and be a jihadi. There's conditioning that take place, whether it's in conversation, in the culture, their parents, their families, this sort of thing. This is why it is so critical why families matter. And here we are. We've disrespected the family. We disrespected, you know, the importance of that building block in society. And here we are. We find ourselves in chaos and in lawlessness. Again, I'm reminded that God will not be mocked. You know, there are consequences to be paid here. But God in his grace and mercy says, look, if you come to me and seek my face, he's going to respond. He's a loving God and he's there at the ready to forgive and heal this land, heal your hearts. But if we don't and we go merrily along, sooner or later, there is a day. There's going to be a day of reconciliation because God is just and he has to judge this. He can't continue to allow what is it going to be, another 60 million babies that are murdered, all because it's a woman's body and all because, guys, it's convenient for them to hook up and just check out? You know, and I think more and more guys are getting it and understanding that their hands have been tied and wondering, okay, well, how did I find myself in this situation where my hands are tied and I'm allowing my children to be murdered? We wouldn't do that, but we're doing it. And this is where we are today, and it's all part and parcel to this lawlessness that is running rampant all over this country. But if you don't take a stand, and if we're not going to fight back, and I'm telling you, this is not a time to cower. You know, political correctness has had its run. It's been very costly. It's accommodated illegal activity. It's accommodated blindness of we the people. And, you know, it's like, and you wonder, and this is the thing, the question I get in my travels across the country, and I'm here in the West now, and I'm going to go further west here in a couple of days, heading to Hawaii. But in my conversations with people, I say, Bill, how did we get here? Well, how do you think we got here? Because we weren't vigilant. We were, you know, I don't know. Do you want to say we're afraid? You know, we're afraid to get in an altercation with people. I mean, there's ways to have a conversation. And there's also ways to know that if you can't have a conversation with somebody, that you can walk away. But you walk away to know that you're going to come back and still understand that the fight's not over. You just cannot walk away and leave your families vulnerable to this kind of insanity. Otherwise, you're going to be like the people in Chicago crying out saying, we need Donald Trump here. Now, this is Democratic land, disdain and shock of Democratic leaders. Oh, my goodness, you're calling the Republican president? Hey, they don't care. They know that they can't handle this. They're sick and tired. They're heartbroken, you know, seeing the results of the lawlessness that's taken place. Their children are being killed in their streets. Their family members are dying because of political correctness and because of, you know, this, you know, these Democratic theories that are proven horrendous at the expense of life and limb. And they say, we need to get somebody here that can make sense out of this. And they look to Donald Trump. And what does the media do? Oh, well, let's talk about Omarosa. You know, Omarosa's book is more important than the lives of the children in Chicago. It, really? I mean, that's what this is all about, because we hate Trump so much that we should focus on Omarosa trying to, you know, extend another 15 minutes of celebrity, I guess, with a book that's proven, you know, her claims are so fallacious. And of course, you know, and kind of like a comedian who panics that uses the F word. Now we have somebody panicking and let's use the N word. Let's throw that card on the table, too, because I didn't get you excited enough with the truth I tried to make up, or at least my version of the truth. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you for being with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer.